The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
It's time for your weekly road crew tip, brought to you by the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series and Ken Barr Films.
That's right. It is time for your road tip. It's a Memphis Metal Mondays Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series brought to you by Ken Barr Films. And this is actually the really cool. It is June 11th. It's a really cool thing that we do right here on Radio Memphis, where we're able to actually get behind the scenes and talk about some stuff. You know, for those that help you from behind the scenes, we're talking the actual road crew. And these are going to be tips for whether you're in the studio, whether you're out on the stage, whether you're out on the road, whatever the case may be. And if you guys have followed us at all right here on Radio Memphis, you guys know that I was able to strike up a very, very cool relationship with a gentleman by the name of Ken Barr, of course. And, of course, he also being the author of We Are the Road Crew. He's like one of the first official people for me that has thrown out a book about being on the road crew and like what happened behind the scenes. And from that relationship and us doing an interview together, it blossomed into something absolutely insanely cool. I've got to meet some of the coolest people along the way who've been able to share some tips, share some interviews, share some cool stuff, you know, some live shows, and we've just, you know, we've really, really just had a lot of fun with this, and we're kind of gearing up to kind of jump back into these things. And speaking of Mr. Barr, of course, I've got him on the phone with me, and I'm going to see if he can give us, believe this or not, man, we're already on tip number 37, but we're gonna take Mr. Barr's call and see what he's got going on. How are you doing, honey?
Hey, how's it going, sweetheart?
Man, I'm rocking and rolling. You know me, man. Trying to get back in the swing of things, as always.
Got to 37. Yeah. Whoever would have thought.
I know. Yeah, and that's even, you know, taking a break for, like, you know, Memorial Day and, you know, or one or two breaks and stuff. Yeah, but we're all the way up to 37. And I have to give a big shout out and a big thank you, you know, to my co-host on Prague Time, Phil Berger, because he sits in whenever I'm having to, you know, run out and do some things for Metal Mondays. He sat in last week, and of course our boy Twinkie, don't ask, cool dude. You know, we've known him for a long time. He's been in the business for a long time. He's done a lot of stuff behind the scenes himself. So those two actually sat and had like a road crew tip like session, you know, and they basically were just talking everybody's ear off on, you know, tips and things, what they should do and shouldn't do and what they should consider and all this good stuff. And so they did it in the spirit of the Radio Memphis Rockers Radio Series. So it was good stuff.
Well, that's very cool. Thank them for me.
Absolutely.
Kind of flying the flag for us there.
Absolutely, I will. Now, you've been a busy person today. You know, you put up some cool pictures on your personal stuff. You were like, I saw this, like, gear and stuff. You're doing something. What were you doing?
Yeah, today, you know, I always work on what I'm going to do, you know, for my road crew tip. Mm-hmm. And I always end up throwing it out an hour before I talk to you and come up with something else. Well, today I had the good fortune of, and I'm also going tomorrow, factory training on the Grand MA2 lighting board.
Oh.
And that is actually going to be my tip. If you're in lighting, if you want to have a career in lighting, mm-hmm. get yourself educated on the Grand MA2. I've worked with, you know, the ETC Ion and the Hog line of boards, and let me tell you, this the Grand MA2 is the board, at least, you
wow.
know, in my humble opinion.
A lot
of bands, you know, like I've seen it on 70,000 Tons of Metal, there are a lot of bands that's the board they want there because that's what their shows are programmed on. And when they bring their show files, they want a Grand MA2.
Okay.
It's got many more functions than any other board. It's got 10,000 sequences, and that's, you
dang.
Know, stacks of cue lists that it can put together and work with.
Wow.
The Grand MA1 only had 1,000.
Wow.
This thing, everything's modular. Like, if I set up a look, it's got a little square. And if I want to reuse that look, like, say, a fan of beams, you know, that you see, I just copy and drag it and put it in my cue stack, and it's there.
Wow.
You know, there's no writing code. There's none of this craziness. It's the board. And like I said, if you... want a career in lighting, for the long haul, you really want to educate yourself on this. The factory person told us it takes 3 years to become a master at this board.
You're kidding.
I'm sorry?
I said, you're kidding. 3 years? Yeah.
3 years to be considered. And right now there are 60 masters in the world on this board.
Oh my goodness. How does this work? I mean, they have to go through, I guess, education through them?
I'm not really sure. I'm sure there's a lot of education through them. I'm sure there's a lot of practical experience. I didn't really get a chance to ask that question because everything was geared towards us working with these boards because we own a few where
we
work.
Sure.
But MA Lighting is the company. If anybody out there is considering doing that, shoot them an email and ask, where do I go? I work with some kids that have gone to colleges that have the Grand MA2 board, and they're coming out of college pretty proficient in this thing. They're not masters, but they're well on their way.
Wow. Wow.
Just to give you an example, the Grand MA1 came out in 97.
Holy smokes.
And it was discontinued in 2011 because some of the components were no longer being manufactured, so they had to go back to the drawing board.
Right, right.
Well, the Grand MA1 is still an industry standard, even though it's not being made anymore, because it's killer. And that's what the MA2 is based on, is, it's the next generation of.
Right, right.
And later this year, I think around November, they're going to be releasing the demo version of the Grand MA3. So this company is not going away.
Oh, my gosh.
This company is going to be the standard, far as I'm concerned. So
something really tripped your trigger today then when you saw this.
About the board?
Yeah.
When you see something done right, you appreciate it. Whether I'm not proficient at it, but it's just like, okay, this is what you need. I can program a much more complicated light show with a lot less time and get basically more bang for the buck.
That is so amazing.
And it's also a good hands-on board if you're busking, which is when you're just going for it manual, like a rock and roll show, not a pre-programmed, a theatrical show.
Mm.
You can tour with the theater companies doing this. You can tour with bands. It's just a great board. You come up proficient on that, you're going to find yourself employed, pretty much as you want.
That's a good thing to know. And I tell you, it's so funny because when you first talk about this board, Kenny, I'm like, man, that sounds amazing. But it's almost, obviously you have to have some kind of clue or some kind of inclining on what it is that you're looking at. It's not like you can come up to this board, sit down and, and roll through it and go and just become this operator. Right?
We got our first one at work over a year ago, and I just looked at it and said, I'm not touching that.
You do stuff. It's not like you don't know what you work with stuff. So it's if you're that intimidated by it, that's insane.
Well, look at the picture. There's flying the Enterprise.
I know. That's when I saw the picture go up on your page. I was like, what's he? And of course, then I got that message from you. You're like, yeah, I'm in class. I'm in training till 5:30. I was like, yeah, okay, we're still on for tonight. You're like, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, okay, well, look at this picture going, what is he doing?
Yeah, yeah. The theater I take care of at work, we got the Grand MA2. So I was one of the people that they had, go do the training, which is great because we had a board issue, a very odd issue the other day, and we had an employee. The bosses call meetings, four times a year, to do like an employee meeting of where we are. It's like a state of the address. Here's where we are and all.
Right.
And the board was locked up and wouldn't do anything. And with 5 minutes till the employee, this is the president of the park and the CEO are up there expecting to have light. and we had nothing.
Of course.
And in with 5 minutes left, we swapped to the old board, the ETC Ion, and got basic looks up and got through it.
Wow.
And then later on figured out what had been the problem and what locked up the board. But,
wow.
You know, if I had had the training a week sooner, we'd have had a better day.
It'd have been a lot better of a day for you. Well, that is some fantastic news. So, I mean, so for those of you, you know, for your tip, tip number 37, if you're in a lighting gig, if you're in the lighting game, if you're wanting to, you know, if you're wanting to do lighting and stuff like this, this is one of those educate yourself on the grand MA too. I mean, you've got to. This is one of those you've got to.
Yep, definitely. There's, you know, give the company an email, look around. I mean, there's training available.
Wow.
And it's worth the time, it's worth the effort, you know.
Good job.
And if you could get on a gig that's doing it, you'd get a little hands-on, better yet. But it definitely, whatever you have to do, educate yourself, because that board's not going away. As far as I'm concerned, it's just not.
You would know. You've seen them. You've seen it all.
I've seen them come. I've seen them go.
Perfect. Perfect. Fantastic. That's so cool. I love learning about some new stuff like that. What do you have going on else? Anything special coming up for you?
I burned myself out a little bit, and I know we talked about that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I contacted everybody I worked with on my last movie and said, okay, I need to move forward, whether I'm ready or not, and let's go. Who's in?
Okay.
And so far, just about everybody's in, so we're going to start pre-production for a movie.
Okay.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to... Normally, I've got the full crew, the sound guy, the editor, the camera guy, the costumer. And I handle all the... Not just the casting and coordinating the crew and schedules... Everything. It's like, oh, you need material for the jacket. Oh,
right.
You need the jacket. Oh,
right.
We need this. I can't do all that. I need more help. And
right.
What I'm going to do is bring on a couple of people as producers and say, here's what we need. You know, here's the budget, but here's what I need. Can you handle it? I don't want to touch it. I don't want to hear it. But one of the things I'm going to need is... a cargo van. So I'm going to have to borrow one or rent one overnight. Okay, I want to say that to somebody and not...
From Feature Story News in Washington.
Until, you know, okay, we have it, it's here. That
right.
kind of thing.
Right.
You know, up till now, it's every tedious little detail and everybody that has a question, I'm getting phone calls. And it wears me out. And I'm so busy doing the business of it, I get constricted on the creativity of it.
I see.
And I think that's why I got so burned out, because it's been 2 years since I shot my last movie.
It's been a minute, and you need to get back into this.
Exactly, and I keep trying, and you start getting a little anxiety. It's like, you know, because it is a, you know, a 10-minute movie is a colossal amount of work, and people don't realize that. You know?
A lot of people don't realize what all goes into just a few minutes, you know, a few minutes of video, you know, and everything else. You're right, you know, you're
yeah.
absolutely right. You know, it takes a lot.
So I know some people, you know, some of the people I've worked with, they want to step up a little bit and, you know, spread their wings a little. And it's like, okay, well, you know, here's a list I need. I need, you know, X, Y, and Z.
Right.
And, you know, and that's what we're going to do. So I'm going to start working on that, but I'm not going to push myself for a deadline to get the casting done or anything.
Okay.
I'm also... bringing in a couple of heavy hitters from Tampa, which is going to be another level of coordination. But one of the guys, Rick Danford, I've worked with him. He's the guy that got my movie into MegaCon.
He's
at film festivals. He's a filmmaker. He knows, you know, 50 actors that he could have standing on his front lawn tomorrow morning.
I got you.
He's further along in his career than I am, and he used to run the Halloween Horror Picture Show in Tampa, and for 5 years I had entries in his festival, and I always supported it, so we've gotten to be friends, and I'm thinking, well, it's going to be a little more coordinating, because Tampa's about 2 hours from me, because I'm on the other side of Orlando from there.
Right, right.
But, you know, the return is going to be worth it.
Good.
Okay. So we get some heavy hitters from Tampa and step things up a notch. So that's
going to be the plan.
The plan, just a different approach, so I don't overdo and just, you know, get exhausted.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear though you're getting back into it and pulling it all back in and stuff, because you've got way too many ideas. You've got way too many film ideas. We talk about these, you know, and you've got several. You need to go ahead and like unleash it, you know. You need to unleash the Kraken.
I've got some cool ideas that require more time in the industry than I have, you know, and the ability to raise a decent budget. You know, I have feature ideas, and I just, you know, I'm not there yet. So this will be a step getting back out there, and then we'll get the ball rolling, and then we won't let the ball stop this time. I just, you know, releasing a book and a movie every year for 5 years was crazy. And I never stopped.
It's a lot.
I haven't written much this year at all. I did a children's book for my brother-in-law, but aside from that, I am rarely at the computer when I'm home. And I think I just needed that kind of
cleanse
the palate, so to speak.
You did. You needed to go out. You needed to experience life. You got to take a little bit of a trip. I saw you in Mayberry at one point. You know, we got you.
You know, that has lifted my spirits, and I think that's part of where I'm finding a little more energy. It just was such a positive experience, and it was just so awesome. I really think that kind of got my head out of the dark clouds. And
good.
God, anybody listening, go to Mayberry, Mount Airy, North Carolina. You can Google it. It's where Andy Griffith was born and raised, and it's a wonderful place.
It is a wonderful place.
Yeah, I look forward to going back.
Good. Well, good. I'm glad. You know, get it done. Let's see stuff. Let's see some stuff from you. Let's see what happens. How about that? It'll be good. It'll be very good.
Yeah, well, I think I told you. You can rent Andy's house. And I'm going to rent Andy's house for the night.
I'm telling you. Okay, that's what you need to do. Go rent Andy's house.
Have a six-pack of beer on Andy's front porch.
And, you know, and just instead of bringing paper or pen or computers and stuff, just bring you a voice recorder.
Yeah.
Do that.
Record a few notes, mm-hmm. or whatever thoughts pop into my head.
Mm-hmm. Do that. See what happens.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm thinking.
Yep.
Well, good. Thank you for always checking in, you know, with us here on Memphis Metal Mondays and Radio Memphis.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad people dig what we're doing.
Absolutely.
I told you, it's been almost a year.
It has. I know.
Almost to a year.
I know.
I remember telling you, you know, with like all these road guys, I said, they just want to be heard.
They do.
And that's, you know, that's a good thing. Is, mm-hmm. You know, if you're the person that wants to be heard, to have people that want to hear it, you know, that's the perfect, you know, marriage right there.
Absolutely. And we need to start filling up our calendars and stuff and start getting some of these guys back in, and, you know, so we can start chit-chatting and stuff. And, you know, we're working on all of that out. So we're working all the details out right now. But this is, like I said, this has been a fun thing for me too, and an awesome thing for us at Radio Memphis. And so, you know, it's I'm wanting to kind of like nurture it and grow it some more and see where we can go with it. So get ready.
Yeah, let's try and touch base like later in the week or over the weekend.
I know. We need to. I mean, we keep saying we do, and then all of a sudden we wake up, it's Monday, and it's like, oh, dang.
Yeah. Oh, I'm guilty. I hear you there. Yeah, we'll have to write it down and just make a point. Because once I write it down and it's on my list, mm-hmm. it's got to be done.
Well, that's okay. That's okay, because I have a couple of days where I'm going to be kind of off from the day gig. Here in the next week or so.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we're still in the middle of this tip. We're on air. I'll tell you later. Yes, we'll have time.
Okay, yeah. We kind of forget we're on the deal there.
I know. You know, hey, this is why it's live, and this is why it's called radio, man.
Oh, wait, did I forget to give you my social security number?
Stop it. Listen, baby, go get you some rest. I know you've had a long day, and you had some fun days, you know, as far as training and stuff, which ultimately led us to our tip. So try to get you some rest, and you and I, we're going to catch up here soon.
Absolutely. All right, sweetheart.
All right, we'll talk soon, Kenny.
All right, bye.
Bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ken Barr himself calling in with tip number 37. And of course, those of you that are in the lighting world, the lighting gig, and you really want to get into, check it out, man. He's telling you, he got to train on it. I saw the pictures, man. It's like the Enterprise. It's awesome. It's cool. You know, get educated on the Grand MA2, because you know what's really, really, really cool is that, and he heard it from him, there's only like 60 people that have totally like mastered, you know, this thing. And if you can get to the point where you're rocking this thing, you know, you'll wind up getting a solid gig, man, and everybody will be calling on you, right? Right. That's what I'm thinking. So yeah, definitely do what he says, because I believe in Kenny.
Tune in every Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Central to Radio Memphis for your weekly tips in the studio, on the stage, and out on the road. It's all part of the Radio Memphis Road Crew radio series, and it's only on Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.